Reviewers are calling the new album from Julia Holter transcendent. The 30-year-old songwriter grew up studying classical music. Meanwhile, she was listening to pop music. Her new album, Have You in My Wilderness, brings in elements of both genres. But these songs don't follow the rules of pop or classical. There's no verse-chorus repetition, no theme and variation. Julia Holter told me she broke out of those cages a long time ago.
I was in school for 4 years writing music to please my teachers that was not music I liked. And when I make music that isn't for something I want to make and it's to please other people, the outcome is really bad. So I think it's because I've already gone the route of trying to please others that I know what not to do.
Talk to me about how you use your voice on this album. For example, in a song like Silhouette, your voice sort of comes in as one of several instruments that are layered on top of each other, and then it pops out to the front. And at other times, your voice feels very heavy. It can be very light. It can be very melodic.
I don't think much about it. I do develop characters for songs, and I think of everything as storytelling in a way. But I don't plan out what they're going to sound like. I just sing over what I've done.
Is there a character on this album you can describe using a particular song as an example?
So Lucette, Stranded on an Island, she's a side character from a Colette story called Chance Acquaintances.
I call my name aloud, looking for what I remember.
Lucette is like this woman whose lover carries her away on a ship, but he ends up like attacking her and stealing her jewels and then leaving her on the Balearic Island. And it's really awful. I wanted to capture like the moment of someone waking up from being unconscious and their brain kind of slowly regaining consciousness and like remembering a chain of events. And that's sort of what the song is about.
Explain how that translates to the way you use your voice in this song.
I listen to the timbre of the music and I fit my voice to blend with that timbre.
Oh, she's
Is there another story from this album that you can give us a peek behind the curtain?
Yeah. There's this place, Vasquez Rocks, that's north of Los Angeles. That's a famous state park. People hike around there and stuff, and they also shoot, like, Star Wars movies or Star Wars, whatever. I don't know. Star Wars.
Natural beauty and science fiction.
Because it looks like Mars, basically. It's crazy. Anyway, this place is named after Tiburcio Vasquez, who was a bandit back in the 19th century. And his story is kind of cool, and I'm sure they'll make a movie out of it someday. And somehow it just seemed like a compelling story because there's sort of this law versus outlaw. The question is the bandit the bad guy or are the guys chasing him the bad guys? This was like time when California had just become part of the U.S. and like there's a lot of tension between the Mexican and the U.S. So he was kind of like representative, I think, of that. I think there was definitely like culturally a lot of tension and like what is exciting to me about stories that some of which already exist, some of which I make up. A lot of the songs I've also made up. There's always a piece of me in it for sure.
Well, Julia Holter, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Julia Holter's new album is called Have You in My Wilderness.